this is Tiffany the Last.
And Mary Jane.
And we're at the Belly Up with...
Warner from the Kissaway Trail.
And Thomas the lead singer.
Yeah, Warner the bass player.
The band been in the States?
For about a month and a half now, I think.
Yeah. We came the 12th of March, I think, yeah.
So you guys beat the volcano?
We are hoping it's not going to impact our chance to go home Friday, but if not, we'll stay here. It's just as cool.
Uh-huh. Where are you going to next?
We got one more show at Spaceland in LA tomorrow, and then we'll do a show in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And then we go back home.
Home, and then we have to play a Danish tour and some festivals. Before we have some days off.
Yeah, 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
3 or 4 days, and then we go back. Danish tour and a European tour. And in August we'll be back in the States for Lollapalooza and other festivals and stuff like that.
Is Lollapalooza your guys' first American festival?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've done South by Southwest, which is something quite different, but still festival scene-like, you know, and we enjoyed that, so it's going to be nice to do some more stuff over here, for sure.
And what bands are you looking forward to hearing?
I don't know what's coming.
No,
we're not really into that.
It's a good lineup.
I can't remember which bands are playing that day we are playing.
So do you guys have a particular warm-up you go through before you go on stage?
Just tripping around, making funny noises,
yeah.
Drinking a beer, some water.
Yeah. Everyone has sort of their own way of getting ready, you know, and we don't believe in doing some sort of special band thing we have to do. We give each other a hug before going, that's it, you know.
Play some cards.
Yeah. Lose money.
As a singer, do you have any particular vocal cord warm-ups you'd like to share?
No, no, actually I don't, and I should have, but I'm just, now it's smoking and it's not good for the voice, so I should start drinking some tea and do some, what do you do?
Exercises.
Yeah, but Do-Re-Mi or what is it called, yeah. I should start.
I don't think so. I think it's cool.
I had a question about your song SDP with the church bells, and I was wondering, did you go and record that someplace, or was it done on a computer?
It's a mix between a synth and some real bells, but it's not church bells. It's a big... I can't remember what it's called, but... Yeah, it's a mix between the real thing and computer. Done in Sweden at a place called
Very Speed.
Yeah.
I think that's the only thing we kept from that session, really.
Yeah.
Other than that, only a few drum beats. That's it.
Mm-hmm. So I was noticing you guys both have tattoos. Did you get any that are directly related to your music career?
We all have tattoos, and we all get at least one or two each on every tour.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Except for our crew, he got like 4 or 5. All red.
I was wondering if Twitter or social networking is popular in Denmark.
Not really.
Facebook is, yeah. Facebook is probably the platform people use, I think.
Yeah, it's a thing that we are not using it that much, so...
Only like to stay in touch.
Yeah.
What do you think when you're looking out and you see people staring down at their phones, moving their fingers?
Yeah.
I understand why people have the need to be on Facebook or stuff like that, but maybe they're wasting their time doing it too much, you know? Some of the updates I get from my friends are ridiculous, to say the least, and I fucking hate it. But, yeah, I use it just for communication, really. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice way of keeping touch with your family and girlfriends when you're on tour. It's better than writing letters that are about 14 days to arrive, so yeah.
So when you guys are on the road, do you have any touring essentials, something you have to take with you?
Pills for motion sickness.
Yeah, sleeping pills.
Yeah, the mild ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Cigarettes, Visa card, iPhone, you know, whatever passes time, I think. Cards.
Yeah, books is a thing that I bring. It's a good way to relax and just, it keeps you entertained when you have the long drives.
And some of them are quite long.
Yeah.
Well, since you said cigarettes, I was just wondering, I've heard there's a big difference between the countries where you buy cigarettes as to their quality.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
I think in Denmark, the only thing that's different is that the cigarette tends to burn more evenly, and it doesn't, like, put itself out if you leave it. So, yeah. And yeah, it tastes a little better. But they're cheap enough in some states over here. I like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the south. But yeah, not in New York.
No.
What's your favorite brand?
We don't have them over here.
No.
No. I like a Danish brand called King's. Yellow ones. They're good.
Yeah, I just like
cigarettes.
Yeah.
Regular ones, not menthol. Yeah.
Not menthol. No.
All right, well, I've got three silly questions I always ask my musicians. Yeah. And the first is, do you have any slang terms that you overuse?
I don't know, because we talk shit all the time. You know? It's just a way of keeping all your thoughts away, you know. So, yeah, most of the time we don't say anything that has any relevance, really. We just have fun, you know. And there are quite a few silly expressions, but they're in Danish, I think. So they won't come across well, I think.
All right, and what's your drink of choice?
I know what Rune's drink of choice is.
What is it?
Beer.
Yeah. But if I am to go a little bit further.
Yeah, it's whiskey.
Yeah, Jameson, double, neat. Yeah.
It's the first tour where I don't drink. I have a couple of beers, but back home, I really like rum, but I can't remember the brand, but yeah.
Yeah, high-end stuff.
Yeah.
Expensive stuff, yeah.
And how do you guys feel about eyeliner?
About 2 years ago, we wore a lot of eyeliner.
Yeah.
But it... Yeah, it faded out.
Yeah, we're not that sad anymore.
No. But, yeah, it depends on how drunk you are before going out.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Especially if you live in a small city, sometimes it's nice to put eyeliner on to provoke.
Yeah.
At least we used to do that when we were teenagers, I remember. But then we got beat up one time too many. Come on. No more of that stuff now.
Yeah.
But it looks cool, I think.
Any last things you'd like to say to your fans?
that by we the are album. Having by the album, and we're having a great time, and it's nice to see all of our fans at the concerts, and just keep coming and tell your friends, your moms and dads,
come out and party.
Yeah.
And we're piratepods.com. Could you give us your best pirate impression or a joke of some sort?
I don't think I'm too good at that stuff, no.
No, I'm not either.
We're not impressionists. That's why we're good, I think. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
All right, yeah, thanks, guys. The drums will bring you home.